This is John Batchelor, conversation with Jonathan Schanzer, Executive Director of Foundation for Defense of Democracy, about the significance of the visit by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, to the White House. Not a state visit. The Crown Prince is not the state or the government. That is his father. However, Jonathan sees great promise here. Does Mohammed bin Salman have the power to make Hamas stand down? That is an open question. At this point, Jonathan thinks not. However, does Hamas benefit from denying Mohammed bin Salman, who's ready to pay for the build-up, the rebuilding of Gaza, and seeking peace in the region with a two-state solution? Unknown. Here's Jonathan to explain the complications of the visit of MBS to the White House. More tonight.
He has the authority to do so because he is the de facto leader of the country that controls the two holiest mosques in Islam, in Mecca and Medina. The Saudis are effectively the Vatican for the Muslim world. They hold an immense amount of influence. Now, whether the Hamas terrorist organization, whether they're willing to listen to the Saudis is another story. They, of course, answer to different patrons. And I'm speaking here about Iran and Qatar and the Turks and perhaps to some extent the Malaysians or maybe even the South Africans. These are the countries that support them. The Saudis are on the pragmatic side of the Muslim world divide. So the Hamas guys may not listen to the Saudis, but they can't ignore what the Saudis say. And so this is why Mohammed bin Salman being in Washington here today, talking about normalization, talking about closer partnership with the United States, all of these things, I think, portend good things in the region, short term, medium term, and long term.